Right now, we'll visit Aisha, that's joining us from Michigan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danny.
All right. Well, let's tell us what's happening here. You're doing a little painting, but it's not turning out like you like. Explain to us.
Well, about maybe 8 years ago, shortly after my mom passed away, I feel it's important to state that because my mom taught me how to sew. And so I wanted to create a extension to my sewing table that would give me more space to hold my projects and also to hold my machines.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of mapped out how I wanted this table to be designed, when to buy the MDF to construct it. As an homage to my mom, I painted it white, and I decorated it with imagery and phrasing in French language because my mother was French.
Hmm.
And I wanted to protect it by putting a polyurethane coating over it about maybe 2 to 3 months after I completed it and started using it. I noticed that certain areas of the tabletop, it experienced some significant yellowing. It wasn't throughout the entire surface, but like I noticed certain things that I would sit on top of it, like a lazy Susan to hold the tools that I need to have, you know, easily accessible. The tabletop where the lazy Susan sat, there was some yellowing there. And
mm-hmm.
So my question is, I want to redo the surface because, like I said, this was done in 2011. I want to redo it, but
okay.
I want to use a product or figure out
okay.
what is the best thing to put on top of it to make certain that I don't have the same type of problem again.
Yeah, that's a shame when you do work so hard on it. Sound like a great project. Sound like a great honor that you're paying to your mom on that. It just sounds like a very neat looking piece of furniture there. You know, I'll tell you, a lot of times, you know, when you talked about the little lazy Susan there, you're talking about some of the yellowing that your experience was under that. Is
yes.
that correct? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, what do you think on that? Because I know one time I used an exterior type of paint, which I thought was a great right. idea, that I used on the inside on some cabinets, and it ended up yellowing very badly because it was not exposed to the sun, whereas so many people
right.
think about when it's exposed to the sun. What do you think? What do you think's happening on this particular sewing table?
Yeah, Aisha, let me ask you first. Did you use oil-based polyurethane or water-based? Do you remember?
Water-based.
Okay, good. Because oil-based polyurethane, when you said earlier that you've heard people complaining about polyurethane yellowing, the oil-based polyurethane will definitely yellow. But the water-based typically dries crystal clear. And how many coats did you put on?
Well, because the decoupage is there, I would say I put on maybe a good 5 coats because I wanted to make certain the edging of the decoupage image that, you know, there was no possibility of it lifting or you know, getting caught on something and distorting.
Okay. Well, I can tell you 5 coats is a lot of coats.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be tap dancing and bowling and I've never heard of more than 2 or 3 coats. So 5 coats, and obviously the more layers of anything, you know, the more chance of there being some color distortion, and that might be part of it. Now that doesn't
okay.
explain why under Lazy Susan it's yellow and every place else is not. But as far as refinishing it, I mean, if you have to remove 5 layers of polyurethane, I mean, I'm not sure how you could do that without damaging the decoupage or anything else you have underneath there. But I think there might be, between the paint, the decoupage, and the 5 layers of polyurethane, you know, I'm not that surprised that there isn't some shading going on. But again, I can't really say why it's only underneath surfaces that have been covered.
Okay.
You know, by a Lazy Susan or something else. Have you moved the Lazy Susan to see if the yellowing fades a little and goes back to being crystal clear?
No, not particularly. But there were other things that that were sitting on the surface where I noticed the yellowing, and I have moved those things, and it doesn't seem to come back. So it feels like the yellowing is in place.
Yeah.
And let me also say, I'm not opposed to totally redoing the surface. So I know, you know, if I were to go and strip things off, I know that all the work that I did in the years past is going to be gone. But I'm okay with that. I want to know what should I do going forward to make certain that the surface is protected but that is still going to look as beautiful and pristine as it did when I first finished it.
I just wonder if, you know, lightly sanding it, maybe with like 200 grit paper, and just lightly sanding it and wiping it clean and giving it a day or two and look at it, it might be just that top layer that's really causing the problem, and you might be able to eliminate the yellow on that, and then you're able to, you know, recoat it again and make sure that you put a nice thin coat on it using a China bristle brush and so forth. I would try that first before you got too drastic with eliminating any of the decoupage and so forth, and give that a try. Okay. Just real like 200 grit paper, give it a try and see if that doesn't cut it down for you.
Well, that's a great idea. I will absolutely do that.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Best of luck. And again, our compliments on what sounds like a great, great project there. You know, that's passion in home improvement when you're able to take care of a few things like that. And, you know, especially with her story, which was kind of cool. Her mom teaching her how to sew. And each time she sits down, then she goes back to that time a little bit.
That's
a pretty cool personal thing.
Yeah, mom's a great sewer, and she learned from her mom.
So,
passing it down.
And you learned from her. That's great.
Yeah, I did. I learned how to ask my mom to sew stuff.